You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi, ewa te kaumarima BFM. It is lovely to have you all on The Breakfast Show. We're just cruising back into 2021, hoping it's going to be slightly smoother ride this year than last year. And we've got our first guest for 2021 in the studio. Your first, Josh. Kia ora.
Ooh, kia ora, good morning.
It's lovely to have you up here. We're talking to you about a new band that is put together by a whole bunch of awesome musicians from Wellington. It's called, at the moment, Prison Choir. We'll talk about that in a second. But you are also in Soda Boys, of course. Mm-hmm. So it's lovely to have you in the studio. We usually kind of have you on the phone or something when we're talking to you. How have you been? How's your holiday?
Yeah, it's been really beautiful. Spent a couple of weeks over Aotea, Great Barrier Island. So it's pretty lovely not having any reception.
Yep.
Just reading a lot of books and working on a bit of music stuff. So that was really nice. It's also good to be back in the city doing music stuff again. It was a good break, but yeah, ready to get back into it really.
Well, there's been quite a bit of hype around Prison Choir as a band, especially from people who are in Auckland and look at what's happening in Pōneke and think, that group looks very cool, but we haven't been able to hear them yet because you only put out a single right before Christmas called Tongue. Now, this is a bit of a super group. You've got people who have been in Fruit Juice Parade, Yukon Era, Soda Boys, Courtney Hate, and many other kind of projects as well. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about who you all are and how did you come together as a group?
So I guess I'll list off the members in order so I don't forget anyone, but there's Xanthi, who's kind of mastermind of the group and kind of brought us together, who has been played in many projects over the years. Mm. And then we've got Christian from Yukon Era now as Avant Glass, then myself, and we've got Sam, she plays in Baby Bell, another mm-hmm. band in Wellington, and we've got Tarushi of Fruit Juice Parade and Fame. And then we've got Olivia, who's the only one that's based in Tamaki Makaurau, mm-hmm. which is she plays cello, which is really lovely.
Nice.
Yeah, and also Carla, who plays keys, and she plays in about 100 different projects.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a really varied mix, and I think it's really fun playing a bunch of different instruments and stuff coming from different backgrounds. But yeah, in terms of how we came together, that was sort of, Xanthi had this idea in her mind for a while of wanting to kind of make this really big group of people and kind of come together as more mm-hmm. of a collective as opposed to a band, and then kind of started recruiting people. So I think, yeah, Christian, her and I sort of started playing as a kind of three-piece, kind of writing some like of the fundamentals.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, got a bunch of different people on board, yeah, with like, yeah, the keys, the cello, the trumpet, vocals and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, it was kind of like, we're doing this really fun, cool thing.
Yeah.
You should come be part of this. And so yeah, it was a cool way to bring a band together really.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's not dissimilar from a traditional way of putting together a band. Bunch of mates get together, get their other mates together, and there you go, you've got yourself a band. But there does seem to be this kind of very clever curation of your like image and your kind of sound. It's very grand, which I really like. As you said, you've got cello, you've got trumpets, you've kind of got this very sort of cinematic kind of sound. And a lot of your band photos are very kind of Sofia Coppola, this sort of picnic at Hanging Rock kind of vibes, a lot of all white outfits going on. Do you kind of talk a little bit about what sort of, I guess, vibe you're trying to give off as a group, or is it just sort of a bit more of a natural thing?
I think it's a combination of kind of three things. Like, yeah, definitely, I think, as I say, it's nice having Xanthi being, I guess, the ringleader, where it's sort of, I know, when you've got seven different people and everyone's got slightly different ideas of what we could wear at the photo shoot, it's cool having someone like her that kind of drives those sort of things and is kind of, yeah, I mean, I turn up to the photo shoot and she's like, put the shirt on.
Yeah.
It's like, sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's cool having someone have those sort of, yeah, really big ideas. But I think in terms of the approach we're going for, that is like everyone's kind of, yeah, wanting to have quite this big grand, big group kind of, yeah, a very large image, which is it's cool to take forward.
Well, your first single, Tongue, is kind of incredible because it's very fantastical but also very kind of just like a normal human lived thing of being a little bit, you know, having a big crush or being a little bit in love. But how does the writing happen? Do you all have a crack at it, or as you said before, there's sort of three of you working on it? How do you kind of put a track together?
Yeah, which is, it's kind of evolved over time, especially as we've kind of finished recording an EP and stuff and kind of looking towards the next phase of, I guess, writing songs and playing shows. So definitely when we first started, it was kind of, say, just Christian, Xanthi and I sort of playing stuff together until we kind of had something, and then we kind of brought that to the band, and everyone would kind of bring their own respective sort of, flourishes and really make the song a whole. But yeah, now we're kind of moving forward. It's been really exciting for me, and I'm sure like everyone else in the band, where it's kind of, yeah, say for example, at the moment, kind of Xanthi and I are sort of working on a song together and then bring that to the band, and then like say Xanthi, Carla and Sam are kind of working on a more guitar-based song together, and it's kind of, there's all these little pockets of writing going on, and then we bring it together as a group. So yeah, it's quite varied, which is cool.
Yeah, that's really nice. I think that makes for a really interesting sound, which certainly Tongue is a very good kind of, I guess, flag bearer for what's going to come next. You mentioned an EP. When can we sort of expect to hear that?
So we've pretty much finished recording it and kind of got some rough mixes sitting there, but essentially we're just trying to finish off a couple of little overdubs and stuff, so yeah, in terms of release date, don't want to preclude
it. Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're definitely hoping like around March or April or something for a release, because yeah, got the Cuba Dupers and the Newtown Fests and that sort of stuff going around then, so wanting to do a big sort of tour release sort of thing.
Wellington does do a good street party.
It does.
It really
very
does.
Much so.
We should talk about the name. So you're currently called Prison Choir, but you have decided to change that name. Why is that?
I think for us, when we first started, kind of before we played shows, because I guess we've been sort of together for a year, this was a, Prison Choir was kind of a name that Xanthi's mum had sort of gifted to us, or Xanthi through her work, working at, I'm not sure, somewhere in Auckland, working with a choir in a prison. And yeah, it was kind of, I think for us, having this big idea of a grand band, was a choir was a really something that we're kind of attracted to. But I think as we've kind of progressed and having discussions with each other, and I think it's, yeah, definitely, especially with the state of having a prison being such a fundamental part of a colonial settler society, and I think that is certainly something that we do not agree with and are all very much in the abolitionist kind of reformist kind of sphere. But I think it's something that we realise could be construed in a wrong sort of way, aestheticising something that does have such a negative impact. So I think for us it was kind of not wanting to overshadow this work that we were doing from a name that could be construed the wrong way. And yeah, certainly I think for us it's we want to be having the positive conversations and not wanting to harm anyone.
No, I think it's a great idea to change it, and I'm looking forward to hearing what it will become. I'm sure you're still working on that at the moment, so I won't ask you, but I think we should listen to the song now. What do you reckon, Josh?
Absolutely.
This is Tongue by currently Prison Choir, soon to be something else. Lovely to have you in the studio, Josh. Thank
you
so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Child.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.